that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee. Once again, thy Father seeth in secret, but he's going to reward it to you. How many want an open reward? How many want God to reward you open? Amen. Verse 5 reads, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have. So he said, now when you do your alms, don't do it to be seen. When you pray, don't do it to be seen. Because if you do anything to be seen, you already have your reward. But it's something about doing it in secret. Amen? Verse 6 read, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But now let's just get down to verse 17 at this time. Verse 17. Amen? Verse 17 said, but thou, when thou, so you have alms, you have a prayer, then you have fasting. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord, we honor and glorify you for being a God that looks beyond every one of our faults and that you're able to see our needs. Lord, as a church corporately and individually, Lord, we ask you to speak to our needs. Lord, we ask you to use your word to direct our steps. Lord, we give you permission. Lord, whatever it takes, our heart's desire today is that we must be saved. Lord, we ask you to use your word to draw backsliders. Lord, use your word to open the eyes of those that don't have a relationship with you. Lord, use your word for the word of God declares that you sent your word to heal, you sent your word to deliver, and you sent your word to set free. Lord, bless someone today through the word, and for this we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. So I'm going to just go back over some of these verses. But in particularly, I want to go to verse 6 of this 6th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to read a little more, 6 to 8. But the Lord kept dealing with me with this 6th verse. Because last week we went over prayer. Amen. Remember, what kind of prayer? Whatsoever prayer. Verse 6 says, but thou, but thou, what are you doing? Pray. Enter into thy closet, a private room, or someplace where you can be secluded. Amen? And when thou shut, now when you shut the door, that means it's just you and God. We're talking about praying. Amen? Not praying for someone else to hear me. Not praying as the hypocrites do to be impressive. But I'm praying a private and intimate prayer between me and God. Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee. And the Lord kept bringing me back to that. Now when you pray, God's supposed to be doing what? Listening. Right? He said, but when you pray into your Father, thy Father which? You mean when you're praying, God is watching you? Right? So God is not so much interested in what you're saying. God is interested in how you present yourself to him. So he said, your Father will what? See how you're praying. And it's so important that we realize today that we live in a society, in a church age, where it's all about how loud we can be, about how impressive we can be. But even in your prayer, God's not impressed with how loud you are. He said, for your Father which, God is watching you pray. Amen. He said, your Father secret. We want you. Well, God, why are you watching me while I pray? You ought to be listening. Isn't that true? God ought to be listening. But he's watching you. So all these three things, alms, fasting, and prayer, the Bible says that God is watching you in secret. You know why? Because God can see something that no man can see. God understands the motives, but he goes on to say in verse 8, be not ye like unto them for your father. Now he's talking about the hypocrites that like to be seen. Amen. People that like to be impressive. Y'all, look at somebody say, don't try to be impressive. Come on, look at him and say, don't try to be impressive. Because God sees the real you. God sees the real presentation. He goes on to say in this verse, but when ye pray, but be ye not like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you ask for, have need of what? Before you ask. So it's not the asking that's the real issue in prayer. But God is more concerned about how you present yourselves. Right? God is more interested in how you present yourselves. Amen. And with this thought in mind, let's go to 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. And we're going to read verses 8 and 9 of the 16th chapter of 2 Chronicles. We're dealing with the presentation. How you present yourselves in prayer, then we give you the message. Amen? Amen. So you think if I'm praying, God ought to be listening. Well, he's not listening. God wants to know how you are presenting yourselves. Amen? Amen. Verse 8 of this 16th chapter reads, were not the Ethiopians and Libyans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst, because you relied on who?
Lord.
Not man, but the Lord. He delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose
heart.
So God is looking at the presentation. God is more interested in how we present ourselves. So our message today is the Lord is looking to bless you. The Lord is looking to bless you. But how are you presenting yourselves before God? He says in the latter portion of this ninth verse, he says, herein thou hast done foolishly. Well, what was the foolishly? They were more concerned with what man could do than what God could do. The almsgiving is not so important what man can do, but what God can do. Now, thinking of almsgiving, you think when you do something good, God ought to be impressed with that. But how are you presenting yourselves to God? Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and the 3rd verse. So God is not interested in what you're saying. He's not interested in what you see, what you're speaking. He's more interested in how you present yourself from your heart, right? Because the scripture says his eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself a deliverer, a healer, a waymaker, and in behalf of those whose heart is what? Perfect towards one another. Perfect towards who? Him. So God will bless you if you're right. Amen. So you would think in almsgiving, as long as I'm giving, what difference does it make? God is concerned about our presentation. Amen. We don't want to just give God anything. If you read about it, I believe it's in Malachi, the 1st chapter, God deals with his people because they were giving God anything. Right? And as a matter of fact, God was so insulted with the way they were presenting themselves to him. He said, go offer this to your governor and see if he'll accept this. He said, go offer what you've given me to your father and see if he'll accept this. So God is concerned with our presentation. 1 Corinthians 13:3 reads, and though I bestow everything I have, all my goods, to feed, and I give my body, these, listen, this He said, but yet if you don't have charity, it profits you nothing. So God is more concerned with the motives behind what we do than us just doing it. Amen. Look, we get in the habit of doing the church routine. And we can do the church routine without it coming from our hearts. Can you imagine, how can you give all that and even give your body to be burned in the scripture that it won't profit you anything? Why? What was the problem? It wasn't done in love. This charity, you know, 1 Corinthians, this year, besides being a spiritual increase, you should make sure everybody's a member of Agape. Should memorize 1 Corinthians 13. That is our responsibility to God. That is what Agape is all about. It's about showing God's love. The word charity is agape. That means I don't give to you because you deserve it, but I give to you because I'm a child of God. I don't give to you because of what you can give me, but I treat you right because I am a child of God. I do what's right unconditionally. No matter if you don't give me nothing, I'm going to give to you. So I can do all of this, but if I have not charity, the scripture says it profits me nothing. Now, how many want to be blessed? How many want to be blessed? In order for us to be blessed, we have to follow what God tells us to do to be blessed. Now let's go to Psalms, the 34th chapter. Amen. We pray that today before we leave, don't be impressed, don't try to be so impressive in what you say and how you present yourselves outwardly. Because God is more concerned with how we present ourselves inwardly. Amen. Psalm 34 says, verse 11 says, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will. I'm going to teach you something about God. So today we're going to teach about the fear or the reverence that we ought to have for who? For God. Verse 12 says, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see? How many want a good life? How many want to receive good? Now we're going to teach you something about fearing God. It's not about what we see or what we do to man, but it's more about our attitude towards God. And I wonder today, if God were to search our attitudes, would he say, well done? Or would he say, as he says in the book of Revelation, amen, that you have a name that you're living, but you're dead. Would God tell us you need to repent and come back to me? Verse 13 of Psalm says, keep thy tongue. So I'm teaching you how to reverence God. In order for you to reverence God, he said, keep your tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking. God is meaning that you're not being honest. It means to be deceitful. We're trying to learn about God. So I can't say one thing to you and God is reading my heart and know it's something else, because that is God. That's not honesty. That's not a true presentation before God. Depart from evil and do. Now we're trying to find how we can be blessed of God. How many want to bless him? Amen. He said, depart from evil and do good. Then do what?
Seek peace
and what? Pursue it. Somebody said, well, I don't get that peace stuff too much. He said, no, you got to go find peace. And then if it ain't there, you got to do what?
Pursue.
You got to keep chasing after peace. Because the scripture says, blessed are the peacemakers. Because they are the, how many want to be a child of God? Well, if you want to be a child of God, you got to promote peace. You can't be a hellion and cause all kind of trouble and think God's going to bless them. God is looking for someone to bless. But the blessing is depending on what's on the inside. Amen. I'm going to go with another scripture in Peter in a minute, but just stay with me there for now. He said, the eyes of the Lord, God is watching everybody that's living right. Well, when are you living right? In my secret closet. In my secret. That's when God is watching you. Not when you're blessing, but I can't do it my way. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3. We have to present ourselves before God in a way that God can say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant.
You can't fool God.
We can be impressed action for man. But how many know God is done in the secrets? Right? Even if when I'm praying to me, God doesn't hear me, no. Because God is watching your presentation. If your presentation is unholy, God can't hear you because God only hears those that are righteous. Can we say hallelujah?
Somebody said, I've been praying that this
for the husband, for the wife, it's almost so could be in the reverse. I've been praying for deliverance, but I'm not seeking peace. I'm not following after God his way. There's a scripture in the Bible, 1 Corinthians, go to 1 Corinthians 10:13 for me. Many times we think that God says, you ever heard people have that Popeye sensation? You ever know what Popeye used to say? Popeye. Yeah, Popeye, that guy. You know what Popeye, the sailor man. Popeye used to say, I had all I can say. Can't stand. That's Popeye's salvation. What is it, Popeye? I didn't know. I wasn't trying to say Popeye. Popeye said, I had all I can stand. I can. But this is what God says. They had no temptation taking you, but what? Such as is. You can take it. Because God is faithful. And God won't put more on you than you're able to bear. But he will with the temptation make a way to escape. That you might be able to bear. So Popeye's don't go by. Because you can take it. But the problem is your presentation. The presentation is not what we can see, but it's what God can see. Now let's go to Malachi, the third chapter. May y'all watch out today, but can we leave and be right? God is looking to bless you. But be assured of one thing. God can't bless you doing it your way. There's only one way. And we always say, there's only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. There's only one way for us to get blessed. And we got to do it God's way. So Malachi, the third chapter, and verse 7. I'm going to leave this out too. But hey, God gave it to one that stayed here. You know, one thing for sure, I'm not afraid of man. I'm afraid of anything anybody can say to me. Because as long as I do what God said, God got my back. So I say, you can talk about me as much as you please. All right. Malachi 3, chapter 7, verse. Even from the days of your father, you are going away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me. But it's important. Go to the 6th verse first. Let's go to the 6th verse. Now, I can't preach on Wednesday night no more, so I got to do it on Sunday, I guess. But go to the 6th verse first. He said, for I am the Lord and I, God is still the same. He has not changed. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, God said, I won't allow you to be consumed. Whatever you might be experiencing, you won't be consumed. Amen. He says, verse 8. Now it said, well, the latter portion of verse 7 said, wherein shall we? They said, wait, you're going away from God. He said, well, how can we get back to God? How can we get back to keeping God's ordinances? They're talking to the man of God about how can you say that we are not what we ought to be in God? Verse 8 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, when have we robbed thee? He said, again, tithe and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me even this, the whole nation. So God said, you've gone away from me. This is what happens because you're not keeping my word. How can you honor me if you don't honor my word? Amen? I know it's going to be quiet. Y'all make a difference. Y'all don't say a word. I just raise my hand. But we're trying to get blessed. How can you get blessed walking in disobedience to God's word? If I want a blessing, I got to be obedient to who? Man can give you gifts, but only God can bless you. And when God blesses you, the scripture says in Proverbs, the blessings of the Lord make it rich. And God won't add no sorrow with it. So I'm trying to get blessed, and I just want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well, God can't bless you unless you do it right. Amen? He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me. You know what God said? You put me to the test. God is challenging us. How many want to be blessed? God said, well, you prove me. Well, how can I prove you? I have to honor your word. Not just in tithes and offering, but in everything. Amen. I'm going to go, now we're going to go on a biblical safari. Can I have a few more minutes? He says, prove me now with and see if I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. How about a blessing? But I can't get blessed doing it. If I'm going to get blessed, look at somebody and say, you got to do it God's way. That there should not be room enough to. God said that when you walk in obedience to my word, not only will I bless you, but he said, I will rebuke the devourer.
Be there for you.
Because man, between you and God, no man can do this. He said, who's going to entreat for you? Notwithstanding, they hearken not to the voice of their father, because the Lord was slain them. And the child Samuel grew and was favored both with the Lord and also with men. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, Eli is the high priest. God tried to change him. So God is trying to get Eli to repent of his ways. So he sends a man of God to speak to him. Yes, Lord. Lord, speak to me. If I'm wrong, just let me get it. It's not about me, because I don't have a blessing to give you, but only God can bless you. Amen? The man of God said, thus said the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt and in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of my father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? He said, wherefore keep ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest? God said, the problem is, I bless you, I save you, I help you, but you're putting others before me. You're walking in disobedience to me because of others. God says, and honors thy son above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of mine. God says, your motives are wrong. Yes. I bless you. I put you in this office, but you don't honor me anymore. You're more concerned with your relationship with one another than you are with me. The next verse says, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I say to thee that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me. God said, now if you honor me, then I will. If you honor me, he said, I will. Honor you, and they that despise me shall be. God said, if you keep me first, I keep you first. He said, but the minute you start doing things in response to me, he said, you're no longer honoring me. He said, you're lightly esteeming me. He said, those that lightly esteem me, I will lightly esteem. The next verse reads, behold, the days come that I will. God said, you can't continue to do what you want to and think that you're well pleased with me. He said, I'm looking for those to bless, but I can't bless you unless your heart is right. You can say all you want. You can dress to be the most saintly, godly person on the outside, but God said, I'm looking beyond the outside. I'm looking at me, hidden man of God. That in which is a quiet and a meek spirit. So the whole church said, why am I getting blessed? The Bible said, examine yourself. Yes. How many know we need to examine ourselves? Yes. Because God does not see as we see. Man can only see the flowers. Man can only see the arms. He can only see that you gave all. Man can only see that you gave your body to be burned. But only God knows the motives behind why we do what we do. Jesus. How many know God knows your motives? Yes. Right. Though I have the voice of angels and of men, and I have not charity, I may come as a tinkling brass and a sounding cymbal. Though I may have all understanding, and I know all mysteries, and I have knowledge, and I have faith to move all mountains, if I don't have charity, it profits me nothing. Why? Because charity suffers long. Charity is kind. Amen. Charity is God. So you want a blessing. You can't get blessed during your way. Understand? I want to be blessed, but I can't do it my way. If ever there was a time we need to come back to God, today is the day. Today is the time. We can't continue to use other people for an excuse for why we're not what God wants us to be. I lived that life for many years, right? Trying to please people. Till one day God said, you know what? And this is the God's honest truth. God told me, he said, you honor man more than me. When you pray like you ought to pray, how many know God will speak to you? God told me one day, he said, you honor man more than me. I said, Lord, no way do I honor man more than you. So you know what the Lord did? But what I like about God is when you really want to be right, God said, go to this book. Now listen, I don't even know what they were. He said, go to this book, this chapter, and this verse. And I wrote it down because I didn't know what it was. Then, how did you know God said, I'm not what? Two or three witnesses. He said, then go to, now he took me through the Bible. He didn't just keep me in the same chapter. He said, go to this book, this chapter, and this verse. And I wrote that down. Then he gave me a third verse, book, and chapter, and I wrote that down. And I couldn't wait to get my Bible because I didn't have it to read to see what it said. When I read those verses, I said, Lord, great is your wrath against me. It's time for me to change. And that's when I left my other church. I said, God, I didn't want to ever be accused of honoring
first days.